Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding. Men and women yearners must realize their unity even while in the flesh, not by communion of the flesh, but by the will to freedom from the flesh and all the impediments it places in their way to perfect unity and holy understanding.